Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ernie Broglio. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. And now, play ball. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan strikes out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Amalfitano. The throw from Crandall and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of McCovey. Santo reaches second base with a double. Amalfitano scores. Williams moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball four. Keene moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a line drive to left field. Williams throws towards the plate. Rosnovsky fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rosnovsky. Keene scores. McCovey moves to third. Hart moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is walked intentionally. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs won, and the Giants won. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio bunts towards the mound. Bolin fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to second. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Bolin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cowan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs won, and the Giants won. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowan. Keene reaches second base with a double. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano scoops it up and throws to first, with Broglio covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs won, and the Giants won. The Cubs will come to bat. Joey Amalfi Tano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfi Tano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Amalfi Tano takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amalfi Tano moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Amalfi Tano moves to third. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gabrielson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosnovsky takes first base on ball 4. Amalfi Tano scores. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Gabrielson. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Hart moves to third. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio is 0-for-0 in the game. Broglio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCovey. Broglio reaches second base with a double. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Amalfitano is hit by the pitch. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolin bunts towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bolin for the out. Pagan moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano misplays the ball. That's an error on Amalfitano. Pagan moves to third. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier strikes out. There goes Keene. The throw from Rosnovsky to Amalfitano, and back to Banks, who tags Keene out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks is called out on strikes. One out. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gabrielson takes first base on ball 4. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gabrielson moves to second. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogers is walked intentionally. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Broglio hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mays for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. Crandall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Giants. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Braulio covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hazu Alou now playing right field. Harvey Keene now playing left field. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowan hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Bolin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 3 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up beyond third. Santo can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Keene moves to second. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. the Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gabrielson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Gabrielson reaches second base with a double. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-2 in the game. Bolin hits a line drive into left field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Here's the throw into the infield and Crandall is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-4 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Keene hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-4 in the game. Lanier bunts towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-4 in the game. Mays is walked intentionally. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens pinch hits for Joey Amalfitano. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier misplays the ball. That's an error on Lanier. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clemens moves to second. Bob Shaw now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-4 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce now pitching. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gabrielson bunts towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to second. One out. Leo Burke pinch hits for Vic Rosnovsky. Jim Duffalo now pitching. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 6-4, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Duffalo, and towards Pagan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bertel now catching. Leo Burke now playing second base. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duke Snider pinch hits for Dell Crandall. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bertel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matty Alou pinch hits for Jose Pagan. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.